When employees of Tracy's Crab Shack went into work Sunday morning, they were greeted by cardboard boxes, trash bags, and crab bisque containers scattered all over the alleyway. Three dumpsters had been overturned. Manager Tina DeGaramore says for the past couple of weeks, she's gotten used to this.
There seems to be one bear that kind of terrorizes South Franklin Street with the garbages.
In June, the business tried to secure their two dumpsters properly.
We did put a fence up. Well, the bear decided he didn't like the fence, so he did break the fence. We're definitely going to be looking at different solutions and trying to find something more bear-proof, I guess.
In the meantime, DeGaramore says the staff is securing the dumpsters with carabiners and doing what it can when a bear does get in.
Clean it up, put the cans back up, and continue on with our day.
That bear terrorizing South Franklin Street is getting ready to den. As summer comes to an end, bears try to pack on as much fat as they can. Stephanie Sell is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
They're certainly driven by their stomachs, and they're going to try to find food wherever they can, and a lot of the time that brings them into town.
By not securing our trash properly, Sell says we're training bears to have bad behaviors.
Unfortunately, every time a bear gets into garbage, it remembers that. It remembers that it's gotten food there, and it's going to remember the source. So whether it be, you know, a garbage can or a dumpster, or just, you know, bags of trash that are out, they're going to remember that. And from year to year, they're going to look for that.
The city requires you to keep your garbage can in a garage or shed until 4 a.m. the morning of trash pickup day. If you do not have a garage or shed, get a bear-resistant can, like a Bear Saver, Toter, or Kodiak can. The gray garbage can with the black lid and red lock that many residents have are not bear-proof or bear-resistant. Another option is freezing food scraps until trash pickup day. Sell says Fish and Game has had to euthanize two bears this year, one in July and one earlier this month. On average, Sell says the agency puts down 3 to 4 each year and relocates the same amount. Juneau Community Service Officer Bob Dilley says Juneau's bear attraction nuisance law had a big rewrite in 2004.
The year before the ordinance was rewritten, there were 23 bears that were shot and killed that year. And that really got people fired up. 23 in the summer is a lot of bears.
Around this time of year, Dilley says Juneau police are giving out 1 to 2 bear citations a day. Those carry a fine from $50 to $300.
It seems like this many years into the ordinance and trying to get people to do the right thing, I would have hoped we would have been further along with having less interactions with bears and people in their garbage.
Dilley doesn't think Juneau will ever completely solve its problem with garbage bears, but he says we can do better. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.